This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. Scott the Gator Anderson along with Stoney. He's in for Doug. Doug will be back in tomorrow's program. We're live at Comerica Park. The Tigers are unveiling all types of new things going on at the ballpark today, including a big scoreboard. Huge upgrade. Well over 15,000 square feet of scoreboard space out there in left field. It's pretty amazing to see it here live and in person. I'm going to have that thing up and running, ready for the season to start next week. It's going to be incredible. We'll do a taste of all the new food items we're going to have here at Comerica Park coming up in the noon hour. We'll speak with a chef. We'll also speak coming up in about an hour from now, almost just inside an hour, around 11:35. We will talk with the new CEO and president of Ilitch Sports and Entertainment, and that being Ryan Gustafson. He'll tell us about everything that's new at the ballpark. Looking ahead at mock drafts, you and I, we both love mock drafts.
Yes.
All right, we love mock drafts on this show. We don't take them terribly seriously. We look at it as an exercise, and really it's just kind of getting a gauge for the pool of players
should be available. Since I've been, my role has shifted here, I haven't done my usual mock draft. Should I do one again?
Well, you only do one, correct?
Or no, I used to do two. Oh, yeah, I did two. Yeah, I used to do two.
You know, you're asking me this now, and it's too late for you to put one together for when you and I are on the air.
Yeah.
So whenever you do one now, it'll be
you're
filling for somebody. And, frankly, I don't care on another show, Stoney.
Yeah.
I care on our show.
I get it. Yeah.
But as far as the draft is concerned, should you do one before the draft?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. I do it every year, too.
Okay.
I enjoy it. I like the process, the exercise that it is. But lately, there's been a new trend, and this happened before J.J. McCarthy had his pro day. It was already trending in this direction, and there were rumors swirling that the Washington Commanders are leaning towards drafting Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy with the number 2 pick in the 2024 draft. Lots of mock drafts have J.J. going 4th overall, that Arizona would trade back, and you'd have the first 4 picks in the draft being quarterbacks. With Caleb Williams, some combination of Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Jaden Daniels going 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, which would be interesting if you get 4 quarterbacks off the board. It feels like, some seasons you get ready for that, and it rarely happens that you get 4 quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the draft. Then J.J. had his workout, and by all accounts it was pretty good, unless you listen to Jim Harbaugh, and then J.J.'s former coach and mentor says it was the greatest pro day he's ever seen in his life.
Well, why doesn't he trade Justin Herbert to some team for J.J. McCarthy?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback available in the draft is some other things that he has said about him. Hyperbole, I think without a doubt. Is J.J. McCarthy talented? Sure, he's talented. But to say that was the best workout he's ever seen in his life, I don't know if he's being very objective with that. But it is interesting to see that there's a trend now that has him being perhaps considered it number two, and it's backed by data at the sports books. Before his pro day, J.J. McCarthy going number two was plus 2,500. Now it's plus 500.
Wow.
That's quite a difference.
It's a big drop. Well, yesterday you had what? Mike Tannenbaum, who's on ESPN. He was a GM for what? The Dolphins and the Jets, I believe.
Yes.
He had him going number two to Washington. And, look, I don't see that. I was one of those who said, you know, he's probably better if he comes back for school one more year. He's got a lot of NIL. You know, this way he could probably be a top three pick. Well, shame on me because he might not be top three, but he looks like he's going to be top five, top eight for sure. Look, I think J.J. McCarthy's really good. The problem with evaluating J.J. McCarthy for goofs like us, at least for me, I don't want to throw you under the bus being saying you're a goof, but the fact of the matter is a lot of times these scouts of teams get invited to practices during the season. So they get to see a lot of stuff that we don't get to see, obviously. And as we all know, the way Michigan ran its offense this past season, Penn State game, perfect example. He didn't pass the ball in the second half. So there's not a lot. Well, can he do this? Can he do that? Look, he's really, really accurate. He's got a gun for an arm. He does have, you know, mobility, obviously. I think he's really good. But there's still that, you know, I don't know factor that I, as a fan and a J.J. McCarthy supporter, still get.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have questions about it because statistically, once the cheating scandal came out, his numbers went down significantly with his accuracy numbers. And that is a little bit of a red flag to me. Although, you know, to balance that a little bit, the competition changed dramatically too. I mean, Michigan yes. didn't play anybody last year until they played Penn State.
Right.
So kind of hard to gauge really how good he is. And as you mentioned, didn't throw the ball in the second half. Now, I think they chose that route for a couple reasons.
Right.
One, he was hurt. And two,
the offensive line was getting – Chop Robinson was living in their backfield.
Well, yeah, there's that, and so why risk it to him? And more importantly, Penn State was no threat. You know, they weren't going to win that game. Penn State had no offense. Michigan's defense was world-class last season, and they could just grind it out on the ground and get some more points where they needed to.
There's a part of me, Gator, that would say, you know what? What would happen, and we'll never know, if J.J. McCarthy, instead of playing – at the University of Michigan, played, I don't know, at Ole Miss for Lane Kiffin, or even played at LSU where Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy with phenomenal numbers. And I'm not saying that's the only reason he had those phenomenal numbers. He had a great college season.
He's a wildly talented quarterback.
Absolutely. But obviously, J.J.'s numbers would look a hell of a lot better if he didn't play at Michigan.
Perhaps. I mean, I won't disagree with the two schools you brought up because those are two schools that like to throw the ball
right.
and have more dynamic offenses than what Michigan
does. I mean,
if
J.J. McCarthy was at Ohio State, like allegedly he wanted to be when coming out of high school at one point, but, you know, they went with the other quarterback instead, with Kyle McCord, that was his name, right? Ohio State's quarterback?
Yes. Well, and then they ended up being C.J. Stroud. And he
no, but I mean, this year, if you put J.J. McCarthy on the Ohio State team this year, they would have beaten Michigan.
Yeah, I think, well.
I think so.
Maybe, yeah. The quarterback situation at Ohio State was definitely a major issue. So, yes, although you do that, then what happens to, you know, to Michigan's quarterback situation? Who
right.
starts for them? That's a whole other headache. But, you know, I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's a talented quarterback. I, like you, think he would have benefited greatly from having another year. But there are also other differences. Michigan's offensive line, best in the country the last couple seasons. So that can help make anybody look better than perhaps what they are. I don't know if I'm not dogging him.
No.
I do find it interesting that everybody's got him going the top five when you've got other proven commodities, guys that have been there and done that with Penix and Nix. That seemed to everybody just blowing off at this point and saying now that they could be, you know, second-round picks. And I'm like, well, Bo Nix played big-time football in two different programs, and he looked amazing. He's a Pac-10 player, Pac-12 player of the year.
At times he looks amazing, yes.
But he never looks bad. Sometimes he may look average.
Right.
I don't think he ever looks bad.
I mean, I don't think –
And Penix, the issue with him is, you know, taking a chance on a guy that has – several severe injuries in his past. So
you talked about the mock drafts. Matt Miller, who works for ESPN, not Uncle Mel, but he is his main job is as a scout for the draft, NFL draft analyst. And he did a 7-round mock today, okay? And he has Denver trading up to Arizona after the 3 picks before them, which would be Williams, Daniels going to Washington, Drake May to Minnesota trading up with New England, J.J. McCarthy going to the Denver Broncos. And he makes an interesting point about this in a comparison. He says McCarthy is tough, instinctive, accurate, with plus-level mobility, great play from the pocket. I'm not saying he is Drew Brees, but the style of play would fit very well with what Sean Payton ran in New Orleans with Drew Brees. You know, he's 27-1 at Michigan, completed 72% of his passes, only 4 picks last season, and his third-down QBR of 86.7 was 11th best in the nation. McCarthy would be a sure bet to beat out Jarrett Stidham and start week one in Denver.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think anybody who they draft is going to be given that opportunity to start over there. Let's go to the phones. 248-539-9797. Matt is in St. Clair Shores. You're next up here at 97 on the ticket. Hey, Matt.
Nice. Hey, boys. How are we today?
Good. Well, nice.
Listen, I think JJ has all the tools and traits to be successful, but I think he needs to sit and learn to play football. I don't think he developed as a passer in Michigan, and I don't think you can learn on the job in the NFL. So I feel like Washington drafting him and throwing him into the fire is the kiss of death to be a bust. I really think he's going to be a bust unless he sits for a year and learns to play. But this Washington story is just the chef's kiss, making me darn near shoot the boot that this guy is going to flop in the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, there's a lot of truth to what you say. A lot of guys, obviously, when they come in and start right away, they fail. And then there are others who start right away, and after their rookie season, become pretty good quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford turned out to be a pretty good quarterback. He was drafted 1 overall, obviously.
Why are you going to have to bring that name up?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm not.
You want to get money up?
No.
Enough for?
No. I mean, look, but you're right. A lot depends on what team. I thought J.J. would be actually, funny you mentioned his name, going to a place, or I mentioned his name, like the Rams, where he could sit under somebody like Stafford for a year. I think that would have been better. But, look, if you're going to go with one of the 4 worst teams in the league, yeah, you're going to sit. You're going to start right away, I should say. That's what they're going to do. And he's going to – the school of, well, am I learning more? Is the quarterback going to learn more playing right away or sitting and learning like Aaron Rodgers did?
Well, I mean, there are exceptions, obviously, when you look at things like that. Rodgers sat for years. Jordan Love sat for years. And it's worked out for them. But the other exception is what C.J. Stroud just did with Houston. That doesn't happen all that often. But then some guys get the opportunity, and they just make the most of it. Look at Justin Herbert. What happened with him with the Chargers? You know, their quarterback gets hurt. And he's thrust into starting duty well before that they thought he was going to, and doesn't give up the job, and he looks good doing it. I don't know. It's a dilemma you have if you want to take J.J. McCarthy at quarterback, because I think there's a lot of question marks about it based on, you know, what he did in college. There's some gaudy numbers. 27-1 as a starter is gaudy.
But that's the most important thing for a quarterback, right, is to win football games. So he's got that going for him.
Well, give him the best offensive line in the NFL and one of the best defenses in the schedule. NFL. And then, okay, yeah, and that schedule.
Yes.
And you see what you can do.
But I think everybody's so gung-ho on Drake May. Did he really show you that much?
I'm not a big Drake May fan
either.
You know, but, you know, these teams are going to look for – they have an opportunity to draft a quarterback because they're bad and they're drafting that high. They're going to take quarterbacks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.